here in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 16, letter number 5,190, Baruch Hashem, the 14th of Tevis, Tavshin Ches, Brooklyn, Baruch HaBesholem. Another letter to a woman. And, you know, in Israel, they have what is called the springs in Tiberias, or they call it Chamei Tveria. That's supposed to be a healing, you know, when you go into those, in the wells of Tiberias. A lot of people go there. They find it very very helpful for their health. You know, it fixes a lot of different people's problems that people have. So she wrote to the Rebbe. The Rebbe writes, you write about whether she should travel to Tiberia, and the positive and the negatives, the pros and the cons, whether she should travel to so, you know, anytime the Rebbe says, I mean, like the Rebbe saying, what kind of question is it? Is it your health? If it's your health, you got to do everything you can for your health. And, but it looks like, what were the cons? You know, it's effort, you got to schlep, and it's, you know, maybe it's expensive, or, so she's asking, is it worth the, but the Rebbe says like this, after asking forgiveness, the Rebbe says, I want to give you a parable, what your question is like. It's like a business person, a merchant, who is considering, he's calculating, should he open up a business. He's figuring out, trying to run the numbers, as they say, to see, should he open the business? And what's his consideration? Oh, you know, I have to invest. I have to rent the place where I'm going to run the business. I have to invest in the merchandise. Whatever. The Rebbe is giving an example, a person. And if he's not going to open up, so he's going to say, "What? Why should I go invest? I'm going to spend so much money to find the place and to buy the merchandise if I'm not going to open up." But if he's not going to open up, so then there is no possibility to earn 100 times 100 zuz. So you are considering, should you invest the money for the chance, for the opportunity to make a lot more money? And the Rebbe says, in our world, there's nothing in this world that you don't have to invest in. Everything that you do, you must invest, whether it is your soul powers of your soul, or physical powers, or finances, or money. You got to invest if you want to, anything you do. And that gives the opportunity to earn many times as much. So the Rebbe says the same thing is to your travel, which means, yes, it may not be so pleasant. That is involves to going to travel to the Chamei Tveria. Those are the warm wells, the spring of Tveria. And this is a benefit that you're going to benefit so much more for many days, long days and good years that is going to come through this travel. The Rebbe said, you're going to be so much healthier. So what value is it, that small investment that you're making for the benefit that's going to come from such a journey? Halavai, the Rebbe says, I wish you would have traveled last year. But we don't. Ain't shaking all over. We don't scream about the past. What's past is past. That's water under the bridge, you know. That's gone. We're not going to deal with that. And the Rebbe says, the reason I'm mentioning is this also as evidence that this trip is not only permissible and there is more pros than cons, there is more positive to go than not to go that you mentioned, but it's not only that, but it's actually desirable. It's not just better, but that's, you should do that. That's good. And even to the benefit for those, and apparently she had to leave her family behind or somebody, even though, and this is even the benefit for those that for maybe for a while they're going to have, they will be suffering because of this travel. She won't be home. Maybe she won't be able to cook the suppers for them or take care. So the Rebbe blesses her for good news, for a healthy winter in all aspects. So whether to go, the Rebbe says, go take care of your health. And even though there is some investment, you know, that you have to make, and don't worry about the people you leave behind over there, because this is for their benefit, for your good health, for many years, for long life. So this is something that you got to pay the price for a little bit. You know, like they say, you get nothing for nothing, you know. You got to do something in order to get something. And the Rebbe encourages her to do. And the Rebbe said, this is the way the world works. Our world works. In order to benefit, you got to invest. And that's it. So there's no way around it. And the Rebbe says, I wish you would have done it last year. But now, don't worry about these people. You have to know.